Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome back to Mallory's Weird World Adventures, the podcast. I'm your host, Mallory, and I'm here to show you just how weird this world of ours really is. I have an audience today. I'm out here on the beach, and Michael is just watching me record this. Totally normal. We're actually in Nag's Head, North Carolina. And it's really nice out here on the beach, so if you hear any of the wind or beach noises, wave noises, that's just know it's because we're actually out on the beach. Makes sense. Counts for stuff there. So I want to talk today, I guess, about specifically some beach time and going on a cruise. I actually had never been on a cruise before, ever. This is my first time going on a cruise this past month, and I didn't know what to expect, and so I'm going to be very candid about, I guess, the experience and what I expected versus what it actually entailed going on a cruise. Apparently, I was told by my cousin who went on my cruise with me that there are many different types of cruises, and some of them are party cruises, some of them are more prestigious cruises. You know, there's those European river cruises I want to go on, but we went on Carnival, which is apparently the party cruise line. I didn't know that. But man, I knew that it would be a gigantic boat, but when you walk in, even though you're prepared for it to be a gigantic boat, it's actually quite alarming, and it kind of takes you out of reality for a second when you see 9 stories of rooms, I guess, like up in this giant lobby with clear elevators to take you up to your room. It's all a lot, and I think one of the most interesting things about this ship that we were on the Carnival Glory, was the layout, because not every floor connects to each side of the boat. So you have to kind of learn the layout of the ship, and you need to know, I guess, how to get to the front of the boat and how to get to the back of the boat and which floors connect to the front of the boat and which floors connect to the back of the boat, because it doesn't all actually check out. And I guess the biggest example I can give you for that was the day we were supposed to check out. We had to leave on the 3rd floor, but by the front of the boat, and our room was by the back of the boat, and the elevators did not make it down to the correct location. So I actually had to go all the way down and then go back up and then go across the 5th floor to the other elevators that did go to where we needed to go. So it's almost kind of a maze being that large. So I guess, I mean, that was part of the experience, was I guess learning the layout of the boat and how freakishly big it is and what connects to where. And I mean, you know, I will say everything is appified now, so there's definitely apps that will help guide you, give you a layout to make it a little bit easier so you can pull up a map of the boat. But it's not intuitive for someone that hasn't been on a cruise ship before. But I guess our first experience, we got there, we couldn't quite check in yet. So we went around to get some lunch with all of our stuff because we couldn't check in yet. And there's just somehow already a gigantic party happening in the middle of the boat. These people must have been prepared, because I don't know how you board a boat that leaves at, I don't know, 6 p.m. and you have to board by like 2:30. And somehow it's 1 something and you're already in a pool with all your stuff somehow strategically stashed away. But you can't get into your room yet. I mean, there's definitely some preparation going on there. But I guess one of my complaints with the cruise lines is there aren't that many pools on the ship. And I feel like, you know, you're going to do water activities. You're going to, you know, go to the beach at some point when you dock somewhere. You're going to go swimming. It just seems like an opportunity to have more pools. But there's like water slides and a very small club-like pool that's just filled with people all day, and I'm not about to stand around in a pool or surrounded by other people in a pool without any moving space. It just seems like not a situation I want to be in. So we didn't really do the pools because there's just 2 very small pools, and there's 1 crazy party happening when we arrive on the boat, as I said. And we got food, And we check in. The room is nice. I have to say, if you have the opportunity, I would definitely get a room with a balcony because it's not that much more money to upgrade to have a balcony. And it just makes you feel like you have space because sometimes, I mean, the cabins are so small, even when you get, a decent sized room, you just feel claustrophobic. So being able to kind of open up onto the side of the ship and have that balcony and get to feel the breeze and, see the ship moving at night. That was a really nice experience. So I definitely recommend that. I thought about the rooms that didn't have windows and the rooms that didn't have, I mean, I don't even know how, I honestly don't know how that would work, but I feel like I would not be able to handle that. That would give me a lot of anxiety. So balcony room for sure. That was something I was very happy that I did and definitely did not regret for a second. And I something I like about the cruises, I guess, is that everything is included more or less. I mean, you definitely can upgrade, but you can use the app to plan breakfast, to plan, your lunch, to plan your dinner, and you can kind of at the time you want to go somewhere, check in. And then they'll let you know when your table's ready. So it made it very easy to just eat when you want to eat, to decide where you're going to eat, and to strategically plan it. And I like that. And it's easy enough to where you don't really have to pre-plan ahead. Like you could get all the information about the cruise and then just do this crazy pre-planned experience before you even go in, which I'm sure I would be crazy enough to do at some point. Or you can just go, know that everything is taken care of, and not have to aggressively pre-plan it. So it's really kind of made for everyone, the planners and the people that really don't want to plan and just want to go with the flow. And I like that. And there's an itinerary that they deliver to your door every day, and you can also see it in the app that lets you know what's happening when. There was karaoke many, many times, which was definitely fun. There's different bars that are having different experiences each night. There's the main restaurant that you're going to eat most of your meals at, but then there's also a couple specialty ones that are still included, and then ones that could be added on. There's shows. I mean, it's there, you're never really not going to have something to do. And I guess it's important to pick a cruise that has activities you want to do. I mean, I guess, the Disney cruise is there for people that have kids. For people that just love Disney, there's some like this that were more catered to party, activities, and then there's some that are more elegant. So I guess it's deciding which is best for you, which I didn't know going on. I kind of went in completely blind and didn't really do any research, and I'm glad that I did because I didn't know what to expect, and that kind of made it more fun. I feel like most cruises have gigantic casinos because why wouldn't they? It's just easy money for them, I guess. So there's always going to be the floor that has the giant casino that keeps going on for you to spend all of your time in. And of course, they have a bar and they also have live entertainment in the casino to get people into the casino so that you're in there and drinking and then you're like, "Oh, these machines look like so much fun. They're shiny." And then you start playing games and it just seems like a win for them. So I feel like there's usually a casino in there. And the one that we were on this time, and I think most cruises will offer unlimited drinks for a certain price. But if you're gonna accept that, you're gonna be drunk pretty much the whole time. I mean, I don't know what your tolerance level is, but with the fact that there's kind of daytime excursions some of the days, it seems like you have to drink at least 8 to 9 drinks to get your money's worth for the unlimited drinks option. And I don't know about you, but if I drank that many drinks in a day, I would probably just be buzzed throughout the entire day. But if that's the experience that you want to have, then go for it. But it didn't, I mean, for the experience with me and my cousin, because I mean, really, we're both just kind of squares. It just didn't seem like that was necessary for me and my personal experience. We had a couple of mimosas, but that was about it. I will say I am definitely a hot tub fan, and they had a hot tub at the front of the boat. That was kind of nice, actually. There was they had a section that was for 21 and older, so the kids weren't just obnoxiously running around, and it was right at the front of the boat. And they had two jacuzzis there. And of course, something, actually, this was amusing because it was really bizarre. The hot tubs, there's two up there at the front. Immediately within the first hour of the boat taking off, were just like completely separated by gender. I mean, not like in, it wasn't something that was required, but it just kind of happened. Like just all these guys just immediately go to one of them, and I think it's just off-putting immediately to the women. So then all the women go to the other one, and I'm like, what is happening right now? I mean, that really just happened to Michael's face right now. Ew, he said
I don't want to go to
it.
the, I don't want the sausage fest hot tub either.
It was, I mean, it was off-putting. I wasn't going to go in that one. So that was a thing. And then the back of the boat also had a pool and some hot tubs, but you know what, though, they're not really hot tubs, it's a lie, it's like warm tubs. Like they're not really, I think, allowed to be that hot, or at least people don't make them that hot anymore because it's a liability. So because you're drinking and you're in this like lukewarm water, it's really not that desirable when I talk about it like that. But yeah.
That I prepaid for, and I'm just in this hot tub with 20 other dudes in tepid, lukewarm water. Oh, sign me up.
Yeah, it was. The more I talk about it, the more I'm disturbed, actually. I mean, it was, and I mean, it's one of those weird environments too, where everybody is like excited to be on a boat, so everyone's talking to each other, and it's also weird because then you get in the hot tub and everyone wants to talk to you, and you're like, what if you just want to have your peace? I don't know. I don't want to be making small talk about which beer is lighter, or I don't know, some nonsense when people come over, like, oh, I'm drinking this beer. What beer are you drinking? You know, or whatever. Now, the more I think about it, maybe it was not the party cruise. Maybe I was on the loser cruise. I don't know. I'm such a square. But we cruised to the Bahamas, and I will say, everyone told me that you can't really feel the boat moving, but I feel like that was not true. I mean, this is probably not one of the larger boats that I was on. It was smaller, so maybe that was why. But there were definitely moments where I could feel the waves, and when I'm sleeping was one of them, in the water, whenever we would like be in a jacuzzi in the lukewarm hot tubs or the pool. There were definitely many situations, and you know, this was around Hurricane Ernesto, so that also could have been part of it maybe, but I definitely felt like I was moving throughout a lot of it, and luckily we had those seasick patches and I didn't get sick, thankfully. But there was, I mean, it took an adjustment to get off the boat to not still feel like you're on the boat a little bit, which was interesting. Something else I noticed, I will say, I don't know if cruises were always like this. I don't know if all cruises were like this, but something that kind of grinded my gears a little bit is everybody wants to add on everything. Everyone's trying to sell you something. And I feel like, you know, you're under the guise of, oh, it's all inclusive, everything is great. And then everyone wants to upsell you. So it's not really, I mean, it is all inclusive, but they want you to get drunk and then buy more stuff. And, you know, I had a massage, and I've never in my life been given a massage and then put in a stressful situation where I have to, like, be sold products. I mean, like, it was like a product demo after I just paid a lot of money to have a massage. And that was kind of frustrating because, oh, well, you're so tense, so you should definitely buy the specific oil that will help you not be tense. And you should look at your wrinkles while you're here. Here's a bunch of face cream. And it was a whole product sell after a nice relaxing massage, which just kind of defeats the purpose because then I get super stressed out from that. And then you're walking around having a good time and people are running around with drinks and special cups trying to, like, oh, here, do you want this? And then, you know, you touch it and okay, you're gonna buy it, so what's your room number? You know, everything was very, it was a lot of but you should also add this on to what you're doing. And everyone was trying to sell us something. And I don't know if it's always like that, but I definitely felt that this time. We went to breakfast one day, all hyped up about getting mimosas. And these guys were like, oh, but you should get these super smoothies and there's breakfast. And we're like, oh, no, we just want mimosas. Like, well, you can buy the super smoothie and then also buy a shot of liquor to put in it. So then you can have a liquor smoothie instead. And we're like, no, we just want a mimosa. Thank you, though. And the mimosa was extra, so it wasn't like we were not trying to do it. I don't know. It was interesting. I felt very, like, it goes under the guise of everything's included, but everything is most definitely not actually included. And there's a lot of, you know, upselling and people trying to sell you things. And I think some people are just super drunk the whole time and all about it. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I don't know. For me, it was a little stressful having to interact with people trying to sell me things repeatedly, which, you know, was, I guess, part of how they're going to make their money, because cruises are pretty affordable. I mean, you definitely don't pay that much to stay, you know, and have all your food included and the board. Anyway, I'm just rambling. So we went down to Nassau in the Bahamas, and that was a really interesting experience, because that was the most lenient passport control situation I feel like I've ever been through. I guess because you kind of go through it when you're going on to the ship. And then they scanned our cruise card going out, and we were supposed to show an ID, and no one looked at my ID. And then we're going out, and I think they kind of were just like, do you have an identification? Okay, bye. And it was very lax. And you know, it was one of those situations where I, like, didn't have breakfast because I was a fool and I'm very hungry. So we're just off the boat trying to scour the island for food immediately. And there's all these nice shops at the dock and none of them are good enough and I don't know what I want. And my cousin is equally as frustrating when we're both hungry. So we're, like, angrily walking around. And then this is where they get you, and I'm sure every American does this. And you see a senior frog, and you're like, well, I recognize that. I'm going to eat there. And it's like crazy psycho dance party on crack at Senior Frog, and people are like dancing on their chairs, and they're like, we're gonna run around and give everybody free tequila if you're on your chairs, everyone stand on your chairs. And like, I'm just like, I need to eat lunch. What is happening right now? And it's like, there's a DJ on a stage, there's like dance parties going on, there's people doing crazy stuff, everybody's drunk. And my cousin, who's, I mean, I just called her a square several times. Like, she was up on her chair for that free tequila. So she was having a good time. And it was nice, though. I mean, there's a senior frog. So if you're, like, not quite comfortable stepping out of your comfort zone to eat somewhere that you're not sure about, Senior Frogs is safe. It's, you know, it's something that's familiar to you. It's like, you know, American Mexican food. And it's nicely just sitting there with the cruise ships in the background on the beach. And it's nice. And so we did that. And afterwards went to this nice little private beach. So a lot, several of the excursions that you can do for the day when you're in Nassau, I know that they offer like private beach excursions, and some are like private beach and lunch, or just like private beach getaway. And we kind of dropped the ball on getting an excursion and then just found our own private beach thing. And it was nice. And in fact, I think the seasick patches that we had, they, like, it wasn't like I had taken a bunch of Dramamine, but they were definitely, like, zapping our energy a little bit. We were definitely kind of out of it from that. So we got these nice little, you know, chairs by the pool and the beach. And it was, like, kind of this whole pool beach area. And we both just fell asleep on the beach for like 2 hours because we're really exciting party people. And then woke up like, oh, my God. God, I feel so heavy. Like, we felt heavy. And I think it was the like, what is it called? The
patch?
Yeah.
Scopolamine?
Scopolamine patch. I think that's what it was. It definitely, if you look up the side effects, it's pretty much everything. It's like a list of 45 things that it could do to you. So I'm like, well, we both feel quite heavy right now.
It was either the scopolamine or the 10 drinks in tepid water with 20 dudes in the hot tub. Or the Scepter energy. One of those two things, Scepter energy.
Oh man. So we were lame, but there's also, a million cool things you can do. There's that pig beach. I wish, honestly, I wish I would have known about the pig beach before, where you swim with the pigs. Or there was like, jet skis and all the cool fun water sport excursion things you can do, the private beaches, the but we had kind of talked beforehand about instead of doing an excursion, we would just kind of use it as a relaxing, fun beach day, but we actually didn't realize that you can't really do public beaches, I guess, on Nassau. It's hard to orchestrate, so we really should have just done like a private beach thing if we wanted to do that, which we wound up doing anyway, but we had to find it ourselves. And then, of course, I did my stereotypical, I have to get Starbucks in every country, every foreign place, every new exciting location I want to visit. So we went to Starbucks and got our Starbucks drinks. And then looked in a couple of shops because they have a cute little shopping area, right out on the streets by the port. And then got back on the cruise ship. And then there's the second or the third day. The third day was at sea. And it was very pretty. I mean, I think my favorite part about being on a cruise ship is being able to go out onto like the higher docks. At nighttime, there was a nice big moon, and just kind of seeing the moon reflecting on the water, and there's just nothing. There's just nothing but ocean all around you. You can't see any land whatsoever. And you kind of feel at peace, and there's a nice breeze, and it was accentuated with me. I can't stop talking about it though, by just the moon reflecting on the water and then just seeing nothing but that. And it was That was probably my favorite part, just finding that peace. And oh, I don't think I've even mentioned this story yet. So I was out on one of the back decks the first night that I was there, looking at, the back of the boat and the propellers and the machinery. And I don't know, I believe it had to have been after 1 in the morning, because 1 in the morning was like the curfew for the children. Like children have to be gone by 1 a.m. And this woman comes over to me like in all her official attire. I think she's one of the shipmates or something, and literally comes over and, "Excuse me, I need to see your ID. How old are you, ma'am?" And I'm 36, and she's like, "Oh, okay, you're fine." I mean, like, she literally like checked my ID to see if she needed to send me to bed. I mean, like, what was that? That actually happened. And I guess I was flattered because I just got carded for being under 18. But that was an interesting experience. Yeah, so they take that 1 a.m. curfew very seriously, children. And I guess I find my peace kind of like laying out under the stars, and I like, looking at the sky, and I love watching the Perseids every year. And so it was nice to just kind of be out on the deck of the boat late at night and seeing nothing around you except for the sea, and it was really peaceful. So I did find the peace in that. I actually didn't think that I would have peace on the ship because I have a lot of anxieties about, I don't know, the ocean and boats in general, but it was actually quite a lovely experience that I definitely want to do again in the future. And I guess the thing I can tell you now, if you haven't gone on a cruise ship and you're looking to go, I would definitely do your research. I would kind of research the different types of cruise lines there are and make sure you're booking one that is, right for you and what you would like to do. I would see every ship is also different and has different stuff on it, and they're going to present that information to you first. So I would just make sure you're picking the right one. And I would plan accordingly a little bit. I would definitely do excursions. So, see the excursions they offer, try to plan it in advance, and don't wait until the last minute. And, try to plan out, I guess, some of your experience. But again, like I said, if you're not a planner, it is also just very easy to go and have a good time and not plan anything whatsoever. Cruises are actually very good for just everything's here in this one spot, have fun. So it's good for everybody. There's a little bit of everything involved there. And yeah, and then I left the cruise and drove to Myrtle Beach, and I have to say, after Hurricane Ernesto, there were full conch shells just washing up on the beach, which I have never seen anything like that before in my life. I mean, Myrtle Beach is definitely a kind of shelly beach, but this is like there were full, perfectly intact conch shells just washing up all over the shore. And throughout, I mean, the morning, the evening, for several days in a row. So I kind of got lucky in finding the perfect timing there. And now I have about 30 conch shells of different sizes and colors to figure out what I'm going to do with them. I'm probably going to do some really interesting project of some kind at the house to use up all of these ridiculously large conch shells because, but I feel like I couldn't just leave them. I mean, that's a pretty rare find, and to have so many of them wash up after the hurricane, it seemed like a necessity to take all of them home with me. And I'm still not back because now I'm in Nag's Head under the full moon. It's full moon tonight. I'm here with Michael. Just listening to the waves, and it's nice. So, I'm sorry this was a rather relaxed podcast. I'm sorry it's kind of a little more mainstream travel-y, but I had never done a cruise before, and I just wanted to kind of give a candid experience about what that was like because I didn't know what to expect, and I'm glad that I didn't know what to expect and was surprised, and I feel like if I had to go back and do it again differently, I would just be more aware, I guess, of everything they had to offer so I could plan my experience just a little bit better. But that was on me for kind of being lax about it. But overall, it was a truly lovely experience. It was very interesting. I mean, it is literally a gigantic moving city that is just, like I said, I mean, this was like 13 stories high overall on the ocean. You're with thousands of other people just floating along in the middle of nowhere, and it's an interesting experience. And I think it's an easy vacation. It's an easy way to leave the country for people who are afraid to leave the country. It's an easy vacation for people who don't like to plan. So I would definitely consider that. It's also pretty affordable. So I would consider that if you're looking for a fun vacation in the near future that's easy that you don't want to have to put crazy planning into. So that's all I have for you guys today. Day. I hope you enjoyed my very, very candid conversation about cruise ships. And we'll turn back next week with more of a structured podcast like normal. And until then, I hope you guys stay weird.